The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to the people, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to tenants that will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. This is the gospel of the Lord. The prayer of St. Francis does bring comfort, and we know that our world needs comfort. And so I'm going to start off with a little story. One Sunday after church, a mom asked her very young daughter what the lesson was about. Her daughter answered, "Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. You'll get your quilts." Needless to say, the mother was a little perplexed. "You'll get your quilts?" Later in the day, the pastor stopped by for tea, and the mom asked her what the Sunday morning's lesson was all about. She said, "Do not be afraid. Your comforter is coming." Well, we need that comforter to come to us, don't we? Because our world is kind of a troubling place sometimes. When life is betrayed by violence, we're a bit desperate to know why. To understand even a little bit why. How could this happen? What broke down? What was the trigger? Why? These questions ring fresh in our minds as we struggle to comprehend the violence in Las Vegas and around our world. Our gospel lesson is a difficult parable to hear from the mouth of Jesus. It's wrought with incomprehensible violence. It's a shocking betrayal of humanity. When you heard the story, there's a landowner who plants a vineyard. He digs a wine press, builds a fence around it, does everything needed to gather a harvest. He leases it to tenants to run things while he goes away. And when it's harvest time, he does what he would normally do and sends a representative to gather what is due to him as the owner. But the tenants beat, and then they stone and they kill his servants. When he sends more servants, the same thing happens. He finally sends his own son, thinking, "They'll honor my son." But the tenants think, "If there's no heir, then maybe we'll get the vineyard. So they kill him too. Why? I mean, although it was legally possible that that might happen, why would the landowner give his land to people who killed his son? It's ridiculous. What happened? What broke down in the relationship between the tenants and the landowner? Did they forget that the vineyard wasn't their own? Did they forget what they agreed to when they were hired and leased the vineyard? Did they take for granted the responsibility that the landowner gave them? Did they assume more authority than they were entitled to? I mean, how could this happen? Were they envious or resentful, thinking that they deserved more than was rightfully and lawfully theirs? It doesn't make sense. This parable is not only violent, it's also rather ridiculous. Why did Jesus tell this ridiculous story? Well, Bible theologians say not only did it explain how the prophets before him were treated, but also that Jesus had a pretty good idea of what was going to happen to him. I think it's also a serious attitude check for all the hearers of it. It's a heart and a soul check. Because when Jesus asked the question, what will happen to these tenants? The chief priests and the scribes thought the whole situation was totally ridiculous. They responded with harsh judgment. Those wretches will be put to a miserable death, and the vineyard will be leased to responsible tenants. They knew that the tenants weren't right. And then they discovered how ridiculous it was to point a finger of self-righteous judgment at someone else, because before they knew it, that finger was pointing back at them. Like the tenants in the vineyard, they felt entitled. They were not producing the fruits of the kingdom. Things like love, compassion, kindness, forgiveness, mercy. They forgot the mission that was entrusted to them, the responsibility with which God gave them. That God called them to love one another, and that this love impacts how we deal with one another, especially when we think things aren't fair, how we relate to each other and to all of God's children. They had become selfish, judgmental, envious, bitter, and resentful. And when they realized that they had shamed themselves, they became enraged, lashing out, and they tried pointing their fingers back at Jesus. They wanted to arrest him. Why? Because our world operates on a do unto others as they have done unto you type of basis. A world where if someone does you wrong, you get even. Jesus simply asked them the question, what will the owner of the vineyard do to these tenants? And they answered it with the law, with how they would respond. What about you? What do you think the owner of the vineyard did to the tenants? What do you think? If Jesus told you that story and asked you that question, how would you respond? Anyone? What would the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants? Throw them out? What did the owner of the vineyard do? And if we think of that owner of the vineyard as God, what does God do? Forgives. That's ridiculous. Isn't it? Absolutely, totally ridiculous. Because God is ridiculous in God's love for us. The kingdom of God operates on a very different basis than the world does. There is no more eye for an eye, but the operative rule is to forgive as you have been forgiven. To be merciful as you have been shown mercy. To love as you have been loved by God. Ridiculously. Now those who rebel against this love, who rebel against this forgiveness and mercy, may find themselves crushed and broken by their defiance. But Jesus tells us he is the cornerstone. He is the stone that the builders rejected. And on that stone, our hardened hearts are broken. They're broken not just to be broken, but they're broken open. And Christ crushes our selfishness, our envy, our pride, our bitterness, our resentment. He crushes these things so that he can become our cornerstone, rebuilding our broken lives around him, giving us a solid foundation so that we too can produce fruits of the vineyard, fruits of love, mercy, kindness, compassion, and forgiveness. Why? Because God loves us. Like a ridiculous vineyard owner who wants a relationship with wicked tenants, God keeps coming back to us again and again and again, willing to risk even violence and death to reach out to us with a life-giving, forgiving love. So if we are those tenants who are living and working in the vineyard, then the vineyard includes all the places where we are called to produce those fruits of the kingdom, to live out love, mercy, compassion, kindness, forgiveness. The vineyard is our home. It's our work, our school, our clubs, our teams, our neighborhood, our community. The vineyard is our world. This parable of Jesus convicts us and challenges us. It convicts us and challenges us to look at ourselves, to look at our own lives. What kind of fruit are we producing? To do a heart and soul check. Today, Jesus invites us to open our hearts, to humbly fall on our knees before him, who is our cornerstone. We fall on our knees confessing our need for forgiveness, trusting in our gracious, forgiving, and loving God, who is ridiculously in love with us. You know, we don't know why there is violence in our world. We don't know why we are violent with one another, with our words and our actions. Even to people that we love. What we do know is that we are forgiven. We are loved, and we are called to love one another. Amen.